This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're going to talk energy and carbon neutrality today. This is Issues of the Environment. Back in June of 2020, Ann Arbor City Council formally adopted a measure that set 2030 as the goal for the city to become carbon neutral. The A20 plan was and is ambitious. 5 years into planning and implementation, some roadblocks to meeting that target date have popped up. That includes changing priorities and environmental program funding from the new federal administration. Our guest this morning is familiar with the challenges and is among those continuing to work on solutions. John Mirsky is a member of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, and thanks for making time today, John. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
I'm curious about the tasks you and your fellow commission members are working on and through, developing strategies for cleaner and more renewable energies and working toward implementation. That's weighty enough. Does the political climate make it feel even heavier?
Oh, absolutely. The role of the Energy Commission is formally to advise City Council on policy matters. Obviously, some of that includes broader strategies, although the A20 plan lays that out extremely well as a bunch of actions to do that. So that is our primary focus. Getting specific to your question, the political environment is obviously a big concern for everybody working in this space and on environmental issues more broadly. And that's not just true at the federal level with the Trump administration, but the state of Michigan House of Representatives flipped from Democratic to Republican. So that is going to make it more difficult to take any action on the legislative side.
Well, I think it's easy to get somewhat lost in the challenges when there's such a sense of urgency. I think it's important to acknowledge just how much progress has been made since A20 was adopted 5 years ago. As you look at it, what would you consider the highlight among the accomplishments thus far?
Well, actually, something that wasn't in the A20 plan, but that was hatched shortly after it, is the foundation of the Ann Arbor Energy Utility, the Ann Arbor Sustainable Energy Utility, the SEU. That is going to be a huge enabler. We hope that city residents sign up for it. It's going to enable solar on rooftops, battery backup, microgrids that are going to link houses to each other. Another thing that it can do is it can do on-bill financing of new appliances and HVAC equipment. So this will put those types of improvements much more within the reach of city residents. So that's really one of the huge steps that we've taken. The new gas franchise is a positive step in some regards. In many regards, it sends a clear signal.
Franchise with DTE, right.
That's with DTE, correct. And that's a positive step. And then there's just lots of little things like the Ann Arbor Solarize program, the climate millage. That is something that is providing $7 million of support for climate action activities, including hiring city staff, including incentives for new electrification projects like appliances again. So there's a whole number of different things where we're making really significant progress.
There has been a change in federal priorities and investments in environmental programs. Some have already been cut. There's the potential for even more. Where has Ann Arbor and its efforts been hit?
Well, I heard secondhand that an assessment from the city is that Ann Arbor stands to lose $30 million. A significant portion of that is a Department of Energy grant of $10 million to help with district geothermal in the Bryant neighborhood. The city already received a $500,000 grant to do engineering work on that. That engineering work has been completed, and this was for its implementation. I've also heard since that the projected total cost could be as high as $30 million, but obviously that $10 million is really, really significant to get this project going, and that looks to be not forthcoming under the Trump administration. That's just one element of the $30 million in total. I couldn't list all of them for you. That's something that the city could provide.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Ann Arbor Energy Commission member John Mirsky continues on 89.1 WEMU. In 2022, voter-approved climate millage was passed, and it brings in about $7 million a year. Now, the kind of cuts you just mentioned, that's not enough to offset those federal cuts, nor any state cuts that may come. Where is the city now and determining how or if it can replace that money and fill the gap? And is there a role for the Energy Commission in helping devise those plans?
First of all, it's going to be really, really difficult to fill the gap in federal funding. I mean, that's true in just about any entity or any sector that's being impacted by Trump administration cuts. The millage, as you said, is limited in terms of its proceeds. It's about $7 million a year. That provides us with a lot of things that we can do on our own. In terms of additional revenues, there's a lot of limitations at the state level in terms of implementing fees or taxes of any type. And so in terms of the city of Ann Arbor doing something beyond the millage, levying anything like a carbon fee that was considered, that's also obstructed at the state level by the state building and energy codes. So we're really constrained in terms of the kinds of things that we can do to raise additional funds.
So there has been progress when it comes to energy efficiency and devising ways to make less carbon output in our effort to become carbon neutral. Can we continue at the level of investment in those kinds of programs as we move towards the 2030 deadline?
We can. So the kinds of things that are being done right now, the city has a home energy advisor program. The city that is free to residents. The city has a home energy incentive program for electric appliances and HVAC equipment. We have a brand new program. The city has a brand new program to help with the implementation of electric heat pumps to replace natural gas furnaces. So there's a number of programs that the city has put in place that will continue to be funded through the climate millage. I would say putting things into broader context to give you a sense of how big the challenge is in front of us. The city currently admits approximately, this is together with the university, approximately 2 million metric tons of CO2 a year. We are currently decarbonizing, or we have been, at the rate of about 0.04, actually a little bit less than that, metric tons of CO2 per year. At that rate, it will take us 50 years without any offsets to get to carbon neutrality. So you see how huge the hurdle is that we face and in terms of what we need to do. And this is really not a city problem. This is a problem that all of us face. All of us have to contribute to. This is residents. These are property owners, landlords. These are businesses. This is something that has to be a collective effort in order to be able to make faster progress on decarbonizing our city and beyond, obviously.
Well, I think the A20 plan always had initiative and goals that would carry well beyond the 2030 goal of carbon neutrality. And when that climate millage was enacted, it was enacted for a period until 2043. So there is a much longer term commitment, and it seems as though the city is dedicated to getting there. Given where we are now and adding in the expected and unexpected challenges that seem to arise, do you sense when carbon neutrality can realistically be achieved? You said 50 years. Is that about the target?
No, I think that's just the rate that we have been decarbonizing at since it's actually between 2015 and 2023. We don't actually have the inventory yet for 2024. So hopefully that's starting to accelerate. And some of the things that we talked about earlier will accelerate that. Also, the university, which is a part of those total emissions, is really starting to do great things. That said, the university has set a target of 2040. So that target was set after Ann Arbor set its target, including the university, for 2030. So my personal opinion is that 2040 is still a hugely ambitious target but it's something that is within the realm of possibility. And again, that only will happen is if we all come together, the city, the university, residents, I named a bunch of different entities. All of these entities need to come together and recognize what the social costs of carbon are and how they're having such a huge negative impact on our lives, the environment, biodiversity, and so on and so forth. This has to be an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Well, the one thing I can be certain of is we will have plenty of occasion to talk through these years ahead as we move toward carbon neutrality. Thank you so much for the time today, John. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, David, and thanks for your listeners for listening in on this.
That is John Mirsky, a member of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, our guest on issues of the environment. For more information, check out our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.